Hi, so I'm going to be talking about Triple a little bit more. You've had a brief introduction, but I'll try to give you a little more information about how it works and why we think it's a really good solution. Triple is a web framework for genetic and genomic data. It has been around since about 2009. And this was originally came out of a scenario where Stephen Ficklin and Dory Main and I were trying to maintain a lot of different databases. And we were moving the code around between different databases, and it just, everything was not shared, it wasn't reusable, it just wasn't efficient. We thought there has to be a better way. And so this was created to simplify construction of websites that have any type of, it's actually expanded to be really any type of biological data, encourage high-quality, standards-based websites that enable sharing and collaboration, and expanding and reusing code. And so we have really come to a great place with this project, because we have lots of people using it. So it's really much bigger than just some of the specialty crops that we've heard about so far. I think we have over 40, I couldn't even fit all the logos. I think we have over 40 databases that are using it wholly or in part. And we have expanded beyond just plants to include insects now as well. We have the i5K workspace. We also have the Planisphere molecular staging resource. So we're starting to see uptake by other systems. So that's excellent news. So you start out and you have data, and you have metadata, and you want to get it to a number of different groups. So you might have your curators, your actual users, scientists who might want to get to the data, and also computers. It's nice if computers can interact with your database. And Triple looks like a standalone solution, but in actuality, it brings with it all of these other really nice features. Triple is very much driven by ontologies. So controlled vocabularies are fantastic for helping computers share data, for doing analysis of our data, for relating data between different crops. Triple now comes with built-in web services, which means our computers can talk to each other, can exchange data. Bioinformaticians can write code that can pull data straight out of the database. They don't have to call me or email me, which is great. It's just there. It's available. It's available through APIs. We have built-in content curation interfaces. So if you have curators, they don't have to know how to use the command line. It's rare that you're going to be able to hire somebody who knows how to write code and also wants to curate biological data. So we're building the interfaces for your curators to go in and use really nice web-based interfaces. We're also very friendly with all of the Gmod tools. You've already seen JBrowse. So we try to work with other people in this community who are developing tools and make them interface with Triple. And I'll talk a little bit at the end of the talk about Galaxy, one of the Gmod tools that we're most excited to be working with. So Triple is basically enabling you to take all of these different routes to speak to your curators, your users, and to people who are trying to get to your data from a computer. My pet project is the Hardwood Genomics resource project. This has been around for, since probably about, 2009, 2010. It has expanded from chestnuts and other fagaceous crops to be pretty much any hardwood tree. If you haven't been there in a while, we did get a facelift over the past year. I hired a new developer, and the first thing he said was, "Meg, you really need a new theme, new template. It looks ugly." I was like, "Okay, let's work on that first then." So he's done a lovely job. So Triple comes with all of these modules, and this is what really makes it powerful. It comes with the ability to off-the-shelf work with organisms, if you're keeping track of contacts in your community, a general concept of like a biological analysis, if you need to bulk load data into your database. I won't go through these all, but it comes with a lot of power under the hood that you don't have to write any of the code to do this. But the real exciting thing comes in with the extension modules, which is all of those different databases that I showed you at the beginning of the presentation. They're all developing code to meet their community's needs. They're also sharing that code with all of the other databases. So right now, you can go out and pick up code modules that will help you to host transcriptome data, functional annotation. We all have BLAST servers. The breeding API now has a module. Genetic maps. The list goes on and on. So that's really been the power of us being able to share in this very modular fashion all of these different types of data and different tools. I'm going to describe a few that I think kind of illustrate what we're trying to accomplish here. The expression module I did describe in a talk a little bit earlier today, if you saw it, but I'm going to focus a little bit more on the administrative side in this talk. Also, Elasticsearch, a brief update on cross-site querying, and Galaxy. So the expression module has been an exciting project for my lab. I think we've done a particularly... it's really hard to get RNA-seq expression data right now. Lots of people publish RNA-seq papers. They may deposit their raw data in NCBI, at which point you're going to have to reanalyze it from scratch if you're actually looking for your gene of interest. And so it's been very difficult to get to this type of data in the past, and we really hope to fix that. So I spoke earlier a little bit. So in our databases now, you can go find out information about the biological samples that were used for the sequencing, explore those libraries, and then look at the expression levels. But this is kind of an example where Triple shines. When you install this module, you can hire, if you have somebody who's curating data and putting data into your database, and oftentimes, even in my lab, we've employed undergraduates who want to learn more about bioinformatics and dig into the literature, and it creates these really nice online interfaces for them to enter the data. So it'll ask for, you know, what is the name of the analysis? How was it done? Let's store the programs that were used. What are the statistical methods that were used? And so they can enter all of this in a very intuitive interface. And then they can load the data, hopefully straight from that supplementary file that comes with the publication. If you're doing RNA-seq data, please post your data as a supplementary file or contact your community database. But we had a survey of the number of software programs out there. There were two common formats that we see RNA-seq expression data in. And so we wrote the code to just suck that data in. You upload the file, ask the software to parse it, and you get your expression data posted. And it comes with the code to build these nice bar charts. So you're looking at a gene. You can hover your mouse over any column. It'll tell you. In this example, it was an undamaged twig that was 1 year old, was where that sequencing sample came from. So again, trying to enable people to be able to explore this data and get it into our community databases. We also built an expression visualization tool so that users can paste a list of their favorite genes and build a heat map across their tissues of interest. And this was, I believe, a heat shock protein that just showed up really well in, like, the heat stress tissue, so it made a nice example. But this has really worked. Since releasing this module, we've had at least three other databases pick it up and install it and start using it off the shelf. So it's very encouraging. Another module that we have released pretty recently is the Elasticsearch software module. Elasticsearch is a company. They produce really fantastic open source search engine. It acts just like Google. You type in a word. It's even smart enough that if you misspell the word, it'll say, "I think you meant this," which is really nice if you're typing too fast, like I often do and misspell something. And it's been very intuitive for users, and you can search all of the content in the database. So our version gives a lot of administrative control to indexing. So I can index any database table, but I can also say, please don't index the genomic A, C, T's, and G's. That's not an efficient use of our resources for searching. So having that administrative control is very nice. It's also much easier for software developers to use, we found. And you can build advanced search term forms, which Cameron showed really excellent examples from the citrus and rosaceous databases about how to build those really nice search forms. On the back end, again, we try to make this as user-friendly as possible for different developers and all of these different databases to adopt it. It just gives you a lot of options as an administrator. Do you want to have multiple CPU processors indexing your data, or do you need to limit that to one? You can pick which tables you want to index. Even within those tables, you can pick which fields to index. Another thing that we're very excited about is when you search here, I've typed in green ash, and I'm starting to get results. But our newest feature is over here, where it says, oh, we've got one institution listed as associated with green ash. You could click on that and figure out who at that institution is working on green ash. It will tell you we've got 57 biomaterials We've got 13 different content pages. We've got a number of organisms. There's probably all of the ashes has popped up as related to green ash. We've even got some photos that have been tagged with green ash. So it's going to allow you to drill down and get to the type of content you want from that very general initial search. This is a bit of a complicated slide, but I'm going to try to explain it. It's and it might be a little small. Sorry about that. But we're very, very excited about this. It's not up and running yet, but it should be coming in the next few weeks. Basically, triple sites can now talk to each other. So if you go to my site and type in kinase or MLO or whatever your gene of interest is, it's going to return results from the site you're on. But then down here, it will also say, you know, GDR is also a triple database. I went ahead and searched that for you. And there's 4 results of relevance in GDR. Click through to go over there. There's 8 results from Citrus. Do you want to click through and go to that database? So again, getting these sites talking to each other, making sure we get users from one site, being able to enter into another site in a meaningful way. And so we're very excited about this. We have the demo working. We just need to get it up and running on all of these different databases. Another thing that should be available by the end of the year is a Galaxy server. Dory has built an amazing Galaxy server at Washington State University, backed by a cluster of computers, so it's going to be quite high-powered. And this is our bid to make sure that our users don't just come to get data, but they come to use that data, to analyze it. They bring their own data with them and can integrate it with the data from the databases. So a traditional Galaxy setup would look like this. It's great because you don't have to know how to use the command line or write code. You can make workflows and run things. But we're going to integrate it with Triple, so integrate it with our databases. We're going to build our own workflows for our users. And we really like this because this is going to help with reproducibility of publications in our communities. We're going to know what software was run, what version of that software, how it was run. We're going to be able to record all of that, which is great. It's going to decrease our curator time and effort. A lot of us pay for curators to sit in the lab and do nothing but email people and say, how did you do this? Your publication isn't really clear on this point. How do I get that supplementary data? Could you send me this file? So if we're capturing some of the analysis, that can really decrease our curator effort and time. And we're going to try to provide the workflow within the look and feel of the site so that it's more intuitive. And this is what it looks like right now. So this is an example of a transcriptome assembly workflow. You would go into any triple site, be able to upload your own data sets. We're also going to have an option for you to choose existing data sets that are already on the server. You can click on each step, add parameters, customize to whatever you need to do for your particular data set. You will have to create a username and password and log in. And we will track the amount of space that you're using on the server. So there will be some limits, but we're very excited about this. And then I have a graduate student in my lab that is building these really nice interactive tools on the back end so that when you get your data back, you can explore it through the web browser, you can look at the results, you can decide if they're meaningful, and you can also download the raw data output files. All of that should be available by the end of the year. So in conclusion, Triple is great for running any project database. I think it's going to be applicable across not just plants, but all sorts of biological systems of interest. And I would encourage you, if you're thinking about setting up a new database, to think about this. It brings the convenience of Drupal, which is a powerful content management system in its own right, and marries that to these great modules that know about biological data, that know how to display it. And it's also really supporting community building. So interoperability with all of these other different groups, consistent user experience, and sharing and reusing code. So that's Triple in a nutshell, some of the new tools coming out. Are there any questions? I need to acknowledge all of the great people in my lab who work on these different modules and all of my wonderful collaborators and NSF for funding us. Can I take any questions? Yeah, so we have money right now to work on this. We have over So I came out of Dory's lab. So she has been, she was my PhD advisor. And she has done a great job of being able to sustain databases over the long term. And what that looks like is trying to find federal support, also trying to get industry and growers to provide a little bit of support. And it helps to have a lot of different people who are hosting those databases. So if one database doesn't have funding, maybe you have something, you can get to get some funding for another database and just keep the servers up and running, which is the most important part. So, you know, a lot of sources is the answer. but over the long term, it has actually proved to be pretty stable. My database has only been up for 8 years, but GDR has been up for quite a long time and has been consistently federally funded. So I think there's enough interested scientists and there's enough interest at the federal level to keep these going. Also, I was just telling somebody earlier, I try really hard whenever I get data to also make sure it goes in NCBI. Just so we have kind of a backup plan just in case. And with the triple sites all talking to each other, that's also going to be quite nice because that means the data is really redundant and could be stored in any of these databases. So I think that also gives us a nice feeling of security and like we have some sustainability in that data. We don't ever want data to disappear. I have a hard time deleting anything off of my server, so I hope that answers the question. Yeah. Okay.